Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast, where we discuss practical leadership strategies and techniques that can improve your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and current executive education adjunct professor, team development workshop facilitator, speaker, and leadership coach to Fortune 100 companies. Today, we're diving deep into a crucial aspect of team dynamics: building intra-team trust. Trust is the foundation of a high-performing team, and it's what sets exceptional leaders apart. So get ready to learn practical strategies to foster trust within your team and create an environment where collaboration and innovation thrive. Let's start by understanding what trust is. Trust can be defined as a belief in the reliability, ability, or strength of someone or something. Most people think that trust is something you feel, and it's hard to describe. When it's there, you know it. When it's not, you know it. When first developing trust in a relationship, you have to be open and potentially slightly vulnerable. And as a team leader, I always try to open up and extend the first olive branch when building trust. You have to give of yourself in hopes of getting something back in return. Think about opportunities we have to trust throughout our workday. Letting someone take point on a project, moving forward with a decision you weren't 100% in agreement with, sharing critical, sensitive information and hoping it doesn't get twisted around. Trust opportunities are all around us. As a leader, it is risky at times to extend trust, but you have to take calculated risks. Being able to open up, be vulnerable, give other people opportunities, delegate and share the load will help you and your team be the absolute best that they can be. As a leader and team member, there's a dance that occurs with trust. Give it, take it, strengthen it, but don't break it. Intra-team trust develops between members of your team over time. It takes time and repeated experiences to build levels of trust. Each time you bring in a new member to your team, it shifts that dynamic. Each time someone doesn't perform, or when we don't keep our promises to our teams, it chips away at trust. Why is intra-team trust so vital? Research consistently shows that teams with high levels of trust outperform others in productivity, creativity, and overall job satisfaction. Trust enables team members to feel safe, supported, allowing them to take risks. Trust allows them to open up and share ideas, to collaborate effectively. I've led many teams. The one that stands out the most when it comes to building trust is one of the last teams I've led when I was in the Army. As a captain, you don't get many opportunities to go back and do small unit leadership, but I led a small crew in a detachment in a space control operations company. My team was about 10 members, and they were mostly junior enlisted soldiers. In fact, myself, my NCOIC, and one of our other NCOs were the only three that had any form of previous military experience. The other members of the team came straight out of their schoolhouse training. These soldiers were so savvy. They were so technically proficient in their jobs as signals analysts, as satellite communication equipment operators, as IT specialists. What they were lacking was being bonded together as a team. What they were lacking was some of the specific soldier skills: land navigation, weapons training, discipline in the physical fitness routines that they needed to set up, and working and living together as soldiers. The camaraderie that goes with that, the cohesion you need to operate in close, tight quarters. So what we did was focus on those team dynamics. My team didn't need any more training on technical expertise. We focused on camaraderie. We worked out together. We ate together. We went to the gym and did some extra fun physical activities together. We went through and taught our team members how to box. We opened up the gym and went to do aquatics training. We found activities that brought this team together. We went out once a quarter, shared a meal, shared our stories, shared our lives. This led to the feeling of being bonded and cohesive within this team. And then we turned to establishing trust with one another as we operated together. I gave these junior soldiers opportunities to train. Not just to sit in training, but to give the training, to step up, and how to put a training event together, how to plan the learning objectives, the content, the course material, who to involve, how to request resources, and then give the training. This gave them the opportunity to share their knowledge, to learn from one another, and not just the senior most person in charge. Because when we can trust each other to share knowledge, and we see each other as having a variety of expertise, and we were bonded, we were able to come together, to work together, to make those decisions together. These specific intentional acts improved intra-team trust. My team became more mutually supportive of one another. My team became more trusting of one another. When there was a decision to be made, there wasn't second guessing. There wasn't competition of who was going to look the best or make the best decision. We all had a collective purpose. We all were cohesive, and we all moved forward together. Building intra-team trust requires authentic leadership. One way to foster trust is by leading with integrity. Be honest, reliable, and consistent in your actions and decisions. When your team knows they can rely on you, trust will naturally follow. When I gave my team those opportunities to train, to lead, to step up, I did not step in. I didn't intervene. I didn't take over. It was their space. I showed up willing to support. At our physical training activities, at our extra training, at our team building events, I showed up driving mutual support, driving communication, driving crosstalk, and giving them space to have voice, speak up, and share their ideas. When we worked and trained on our equipment, that's how I showed up as a leader. Everything started to come together. Everything started to blend together. And the time it took to build those relationships, the time it took to have the extra PT sessions, to go hiking together, paid dividends in our team's performance because we trusted one another. Another critical element is creating an open and inclusive environment. Encourage open communication and ensure that everyone's voice is heard and respected. Embrace diverse perspectives and foster a culture of psychological safety so that your team members feel comfortable expressing their ideas and concerns without fear or judgment. Think about that. The power of you as a leader, the position that you hold, the access to resources you have, you can help shape the environment where your team members can express their differences, can share their perspective, and can see other people's perspective so that you can become more mutually supportive, share in the decision-making process together, and come up with more robust solutions to some of work's complex problems. So let's move on to actionable steps you can take to build intra-team trust starting today. Establish clear expectations. Clearly communicate team goals, individual roles, and performance expectations. When everyone knows what's expected of them, it fosters accountability and trust. Empower decision-making. Involve your team in decision-making processes whenever possible. When your team members have a say in important matters, they feel valued and trusted. And recognize and appreciate your team members. Regularly acknowledge your team's efforts and accomplishments. Celebrate both individual and collective successes, reinforcing a culture of appreciation. Embrace vulnerability. As a leader, be willing to admit your mistakes and vulnerabilities. This authenticity encourages you and your team to do the same, creating deeper connections. Conflict resolution. Address conflicts openly and constructively. Ensuring open dialogue. Encourage open dialogue. Find resolutions with respect to all team members' perspectives. Avoiding conflict or pretending it doesn't exist doesn't do anybody any good. Having healthy processes to open up and resolve conflict will pay dividends in the trust bank. Well, there you go. You now have the tools to cultivate trust within your teams. Remember, building trust is an ongoing journey, and it takes time. Embrace transparency, embrace vulnerability, and watch your team thrive together. Thank you for joining us on Leadership Decoded. Until next time, keep nurturing trust, keep fostering collaboration, and keep leading with heart. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to Leadership Decoded and share it with fellow leaders. We value your feedback, so please leave a review. Let us know what topics you want us to explore next. Stay curious, stay connected, and keep empowering your teams to reach new heights. See you in the next episode. Thanks for joining me today on the Leadership Decoded podcast. To explore more of what's happening on the stacks, head over to youtube.com/onthestacks. If you want to keep the conversation going, connect with me on LinkedIn. If you're interested in learning more about leadership and team development workshops that I offer for your organization, don't hesitate to reach out. I'd love to have a conversation and find out where I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey. Be well, my friends.